Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're on Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Today's blot is Kuf Vav. We're on Kuf Hei Amud Beis. Amar Le Rav Hamnuna Le Rabbi Zera. Everybody have that? We had a machlokes again between Reb Meir and the Rabbanan. In the case, we have three categories. What is the case of Parabat Srafim, Sirman Srafim? What is the case of Paraduma? And the other case, the case of Sarabishtaleya. By all of them, Reb Meir holds that there's a din we learned out from the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Al Kol Zera Zerua Ashei Yizareya, the din of Saifa the Tama Tuma Chamura, where Saifa the end to be Matama as an Abba Tuma under certain conditions. Paramanis Ruffin we had, the Misaskin, they take it outside of the Azara, and it's Matama Yachas, Matama Tuma, even the Tama Vagadim. Nevela Saif Tahar, similar to a Nevela Saif Tahar, we have the Svetame Begadim. By Paraduma, we have also the same Tuma of Tuma Misaskin. And the same thing applies by Sarabish Taleach, that the Misaskin become Tame, even though intrinsically, it's not Tame. It's not, you touch it, it's not, you're not going to be Tame. You touch the Sarabish Taleach. You touch the Paramedisrafim. You're not Tame. But if it touches Eichlin, no mashkin, Uncle Zera Zerua says, if it's Saifai Litabe Tuma Chabura, it's Betabe Tuma Kala Eichlin no mashkin. Now, what does it mean exactly? Does it mean that it's Betabe and you don't need Magus Sheretz and does it not have to come in contact with the Tuma? Nor does it need Hechsher Mayim in order for it to be Betabe Tuma Saichlin? That already, Rashi learned over here that it doesn't need anything. As soon as you take Paramat Israfim and it touches food, Tabi Tuma Seichlin. According to Reb Meir, he holds that it even applies by Sarah Mishtaleach, where Sarah Mishtaleach is alive, it's not dead, and it does not have to have be right. Then, even like according to the regular rules of Tuma, that alive behemoth never metame. And that point, the Rabbanan argue with Reb Meir by Sarabish Taleach, not by Parman Srafim, and not by Paraduma. There, it's already after the Shechita, of course. And therefore, over there, Rashi over here holds that it does not mean Magus Sheretz, it doesn't have to be in contact with the Sheretz. Doesn't have to have ketubas, it doesn't have to have hechsher mayim, and it's going to be metame. I'm saying Rashi over here, because Rashi and Chulin is not like that. Rashi and Chulin also doesn't have to have hechsher mayim. But Magus Sheretz, it does need. And, Rashi and Chayres on Daf Yud also holds like that. And so the Gemara also says as an extension of that din, where a mayor holds that it's metameh, it's sarmish taleach, even though it's not something which has to conform with the regular halachas of Tumas Eichlin. Normally how Tumas Eichlin is metameh bekebeyeh. Reb Meir holds that it can be metame here with a kezias even. As long as it's mezuben in this matzah to be able to be metame. For example, the Gemara was machalik, let's say by the Velas Tar. They said if it's on the ground, if it's in his mouth, if it's in his hand, the Gemara has a suffix. Next enough kabinas, the gabe those needed. So everybody agrees that the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael has to be able, Saifa Latabi Tuma Chabura is Metabi Tuma Kala, whatever it means, that's Stirin Rashi. We mentioned the Raifit, the Rambam and Raifit. And the So also the din that has to be a kizayis, according to Rav Meir, if he holds that even the Sara Mishpaleach has that din, even though it does not conform with the halachas of Eichlin that we have normally because it's alive, then it doesn't have to conform with the halachas of a kebeya either. And that was the deal that we have here in the Gemara.
When does it start?
Well, it's, so again, it depends. It may be, it comes to my friend after Shechita, well, or it has to become a Sar Mishpaleach.
Yeah.
Yes, it becomes right away. As soon as it's, after the Hagrala. According to this, it'll work after the Hagrala. Now, so here the Gemara now comes and says the following. The Gemara is saying, Rav, Amalei Rav Hamdudel Rav Zera. Don't sit down until you tell me the answer to the following question. According to Rav Meir, but Rav Meir holds that it doesn't have to conform with the regular halachas. He's much more, Machmer, Lagabi Nadina, Besefil, Latabe, Tumachamur. Rashi over here says, the Bailis, I've taught the Rabbi Meir. The Matabe, Tumas, Eichlin, Meyeleha, Bekezias. Even with a Kezias. That's a Kiddush, indeed, a Tuba. There's no such thing. Normally. Why did my Risha Rishani alone? So what is the din? According to the Rabban, and of course, it doesn't apply. There's no such thing, Bekezias. But, but what we have over here, the mayor, by the Lamisha Mishani, do we count the usual progression that we have by Tuma, or do we not? Is it Mitabe Arisha to be Mitabe Mishani, or is it not? I'm a like, oh, hey, the Mitabe Adam Bemaga, my name Arisha Mishani. Kolecha Dien Betame, where it's not Betame and Adam Bemaga, ain't by the Marisha Vishani. Now over here, it's not Betame and Adam Bemaga. It's Betame Alechel and Ubashke, the Tuba Kalam. But over here, it's not going to do that. So there wouldn't be a Din of Risha Vishani. And Babine Reb Chia, what was the suffix? Kolecha, so Rashi over here comes and tells us Nachamo. The Velis Aitar, the Reb Meir, that it's Betame. Tumas Eichlin Beyeleha, even, because Zayas, but does it count with all the halachas, Risha Mishani alone? And the Mars called Hecha Delo Betame, and Rashi says, Ey Mayim by Risha Mishani. Why? The Gaba be Sheretz. The Limud is from Sheretz. The Ksid Bey, Minyan, it says by there, by Sheretz, Tumas Sheretz, a Minyan, Risha Mishani. The Ksid Kola Sheretz, Seichel Yigma, the Havalei Akli Rishon, the Kli that it touched is a Rishon, the Ha'eichel Shani, the Velis Aiv Tahar, Lo Betahame Ada Bamaga, the Velis Aiv Tahar, if a person touches the Velis Aiv Tahar, it's not Betahame in Ada. The only way it's Betame is only if he eats it, if he swallows it. Otherwise, it's not Betame. The Bela's behavior, yeah. But not an El, a Bela's Haitar, it's not Betame. So, therefore over here, so it's not gonna have that there, the Bishop Mishani. I'm like, oh, like, the Betame. Adam, then you have it, otherwise it's not Betame. Lomene Rabzebe Rabbani Barchi, Avi Omri Lomene Rabzebe Arvan Barkahana. Punish not. We have another din by Tuma. Chiburei Eichlin Ayadei Mashkin. Let's say we have two halves of an Eichel that are not in contact with each other, except through the medium of Mashkin. See the Rashi? Chiburei Eichlin Ayadei Mashkin. Chatzi Zayis Nevela Mikan. The Chatzi Zayis Nevela Mikan. So then there's a stream of water between them, connecting them. V'nageya b'shnehem. And v'nageya b'shnehem. Mechabran of the Tabi Echlin Lamashkin. If he touches them, the water that touches them is mechaber them, that to make it look, it's able to be the Tabi Echlin Lamashkin, Hanayim Biyechad Binachatzayim Hoevel. Ready, have it? You have two halves of a kisayas. One, and they are connected, are they mashkin? And then a person touches one half. I shouldn't say a person. I don't mean a person. I mean a person, no, not a clue. They're not mashkin. And there's a maga that takes place with one of them. And so what is the din with water is in contact with both of them? One of them doesn't touch both. It touched one of them. And therefore it's a tabe because that's that din. Now what? Bob and again. Tiburi Eichlin. Are you day mashkin? Tiba the tuba kala. It can help for tubas echlin umashkin, not for an autumn. That's an autumn touch is not going to be tummy. But echlin the tuba kala will be ain't tiba the tuba chabura, not for tubas kalim or an autumn. What about that? Now that's a chiddush a tuba also. What happens? Bada barisha mishadi oi barisha mishadi. The same type of clad that we just had before. The same principle that we had before just now. And that, therefore, in this case, it could become, make it tame, but not to the extent that you can't encounter Rishavashani. Therefore, in this case, it's not going to have a mitame, but it's not going to be with a succession, well, the dinim of succession of tuma. Minani, mele, and that the Gemara brings the din that we have in the Mishnah by Paramat Yisrafim. We have by Paramat Yisrafim, remember the Misaskin, the shilas that we had yesterday, the Gabi this. Sometimes you don't know. Now it's, whether it's called inside or outside even, on the basis of what we said yesterday, depending on the ride, me, who's carrying it, how they're carrying it, how many people are carrying it. Yotsu elu v'elu. If both of them go out, both groups go out, then they're all metame of Tumas Misaskin. Remember, the whole date of Tumas Misaskin only applies where they left the Azara. Kozman, they did not yet leave the Azara. Then Barba Nisrafim are not going to be Mitame. In order to be Mitame, they have to exit the Azara on their way to the Sholosh Machanos, outside the Sholosh Machanos. Because they burned it outside the three Machanos. Yotsu Ambi Nahani Mili Nitana Rabbanin. Lahala Nawai Bear. Chutz Legimo Machanos. In order for it to become tame, it doesn't have, as long as you go out for one machana, what's the machana that we're talking about? The Machane Shechina. We're calling the Machane Shechina. He goes out of the Machane Shechina. It's going to be Betame. Doesn't have to go out for Tzukimo Machanos, even though that's where you burn it. See the Rashi over here. Shalosh Lahalan Oimer. Lahalan Oimer. Naisen Lahem Shalosh Machanos Vekam Machan Achas. You came over Nema to tell you Machan Achas Betame Begodim. This is the Bryson Teres Kainan. By what? By the par Yoyba Kippurim. Diksiv? By the par. Diksiv, eis par achatos, v'eisir achatos, asher huba, asher huba es domam, ala kodesh penima, v'kometab atada v'yomar. And the tada is, and it says, lahalam b'par ha'eda, by the par helam dover shel tzibur, and by the kaya Mashiach, atanayseh lahem makayim srei fasan, where do you burn them? Who's the show Shmacharis? Can he yell the Kamei? We'll have later on a riot. The Kad Atomer. And here it says, by the par by Yom Kippur, El Lichutz Lamachada, the Sarfu. The Mashma, she Sarfin Chutz Lazara Miyad, Bahabayas. By the Yom Kippur, it says, you go Chutz Lamachada, which Machada? Mashma, the Machada Shechina. Go into the Machada Leviya, and you burn it, the Machada Leviya. So what do you mean by the Af Elu Pneumium? The other ones are also done by Pnim, the Hechel, Bar Abdover, Bar Kodah Mashiach, the IC, the Kuluki, Hadadi, Bibrivuya, the Chatas, Hachatas, Mishilhi, Kol Hasvachim, the Omar Nabi, the Perk Meshavai, the Parse, Parse, Yamakipur. The Maisa, it's not like this. What do you do? With this Arimboy, that even the Par Yamakipurim, you do Chutzlashos Mechams. Im Kain, Baba Deber, Ali Chutzlamacharis, and why does it say Chutzlamacharis? It's Mashe in the Machnid Levi, like we just said. The Indian Tumas begodim, and came Rabba Demra, the Husla Bahane, not the Kabi the Srefa. The Kabi the Srefa, and it's after three Machanas, outside. The Indian Tumas begodim, the Xifi, because of Masreka, Bar. The Husla Bahane, Basare Faisam, Yechabes begodim. Loima Lokem, Shiyotsu Husla Zara, Hamisaski Behe, Betame begodim. So the din of the Sreifa is not like the din of the Tuma. But when we talk about the Par, Yom Kippurim, it's Metame immediately when it leaves the Azara. And the Sreifa takes place outside Gimel Machas. The same thing as we have by the other ones. By the other cases, by the Sreifas, Par Hal Dover, Par Kodah Mashiach, and Khan, by Yom Kippur, by the Par Yom Kippur, Par Kodah Par Shalav Shalaren. It's Lamachad Achas. How do you reconcile it? Lay by Lam, Kevin Shiatzachut Lamachad Achas. It's Mitame Begodin. And have he go for me to the Tana Rabbanim, and Haiti is Kal Hapar, O Mechutz Lamachad. We learn that Chutz Gimel Machanus. For Sreifa. Ato Eimer Chutz Legimel Machanais. Maybe it means you do it in the Machane Leviyah. O Eino Ela. Maybe do it in the Harabayas. Ela Machane Achas. Shu Eimer Beparho Eido. When we find by Par Elam Dover. Chutz La Machane. She Ein Tzarech Leimer. Over there it says also Chutz La Machane. But what? She Ein Tzarech Leimer. She Rekvar Nemer. What does it have to say with Chutz La Machane therefore? It says already that it's going to be done to what? To the Kodah Mashiach. Par Kodah Mashiach. So we can never question the Rav's Par Arishin. What's the Par Arishin the Pasuk was talking about? Par Kodah Mashiach. Litei lo machane shniyah. It gives, not only there, you don't burn it in the machane Leviyah, you have to burn it at least maybe in the machane Israel. Outside two machanos. Outside the machane Shechinah. And outside the Machane Leviyah. Shuaymer Michutz Lamachane B'deshe. Then it says there, Shein Tzarech Leimar. Shrei Kvar Neymar Al Shefach HaDeshe Yisarev. It's what's saying again, the same thing, Chutz Lamachane. Litei Lo Machane Shlishis. Which is what? Well, outside three Machanes. Reb Shimon Hai Michutz Lamachane. Mai Ovid Lei. Now, might we violate the Chedesanya? Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Never Kai Chutz Lamachane, Never Lahalam Chutz Lamachane, Malahalam Chutz Lagimel Machane, Safkan Chutz Lagimel Machane, Malahalam, the Mizracha Shal Yerushalayim. Never Kai here, he says, Reb Shimon, the Omar Mabasvisim, you see the Rashi here, Reb Shimon in our Mishnah says, Ein Mitame Begodim, Ashiyutas Ar Barubo. Until it's Yutzas HaOr Berubo, it's not going to be Metame. You need that it should, it should be disintegrated. It should be burnt. But Shimon says, Ata Ad, Chi Yutzas HaOr Berubo. Hi, Mi Chutzla Machane. So it's not going to be Metame. So what do you do with Chutzla Machane? According to Jesus, Rabbi Rumba, how did this come out of it? He seemed the power of the Sarah Shayyam Akipurim. What is he up by oven like? He holds an Abitami then. It's an Abitami until it gets burnt. Much later. Till much later, it was an Abitami. So what does he do with Chutzlam Achana? The answer is never kind of by Yom Akipurim, but never lahalon by Purim. But Parma, let's see, I saw the Chutzlam Machana, Bakan, the Parma, the Srafin, the outside, the Gimel Machanais. Actually, this Paraduma also Gimel Machanais. And also, Bala Halon, Rashi says, the Paraduma, the Mizrachel, Shay, Rishamayi. The Ksiba of Hizal, Mechach, Pnea, Omayi, Alma. I did the Mizrachel, part of the Meir, Kinega, Pisa, Shalecho. She'll be Kaiso Mizrachi, or Pisa, the Mizrach. But we know, where does he do the Afayda Paraduma? It doesn't have Mishka Haru, which means today, what, Haras Hasing. And you do it on the eastern side, the eastern direction of the Beis HaMikdash, because you have to be Mechavid and watch to see into the Hechel. And therefore, so Avad is done in the east, that's where you burn it. The whole Avayda is done there. So Reb Shimon, who doesn't learn, like the din of our Mishnah, that it becomes Metame right away, you learn until it's Hutach, or I mean, then in that case, he has to learn something else. He doesn't hold that it's Metabi right outside the Machana. Right outside the Machana Shechina. So what does he do with the Machana? He learns that from over there, again, he uses it for the Xerah Shavit, the whole thing is burnt. But he said, Yerushalayim, even Al Shevach HaDeshen Yisarev, here it says Chutzlamachane, says other places by Chutzlamachane, by the Parim, by Yom Kippur. And therefore, by Lahalam Chutzlagimel Machanais, Avkat Chutzlagimel Machanais, Umar Lahalam Mitzvah Hashay Yerushalayim by the Parim. Avkat. Avkad, when we're talking about Yom HaKippurim, the Mizrach HaShal Yerushalayim. Ay, Elo the Rabbanan, Hechasarif Lahu. According to the Rabbanan, who do not use the Limu this way. So according to them, where do they do it in reference to Yerushalayim? They do it where? Also to the east of the Beis HaMikdash? There's no basis to say that according to their drasha. And therefore, Hechasraf and Asadia, Hechad Israfin, Litzafa in Yerushalayim, Lutz Lashalish Machadais, they do it in the north. Where do you burn it, these things? Where do you burn the Parabat Israfin, the Parabat, where do you burn the by Yom HaKippur, Parabat Israfin? You do it not in the east, like you do by Para, you have to do it in the north. Rabbi Yitzchak Levi Omer, another thing, Abes HaDeshen Nisrafim, that when they do it, they have to do it Abes HaDeshen. Rashi over here tells us, Tzarech Sheyagdim Lisham Deshen Mizbeach. You have to put the Deshen of the Mizbeach already there from before. Sheyehe Nikra Kaidim Lachain, Mokhav Shemach HaDeshen, Nichlal Dadakaba like Tzarech. Dadakaba doesn't need that. It has to be a Mokhav that was Meyuchad, that was used before for Deshen, and now you burn that which is already designated as the Makkah for Deshen. And therefore, so that's another feature that we have, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that he adds that. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Abbas HaDeshen, Yisrafen. Abba Rav HaMatan, the public, who is that that argues that you don't need that, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, who decided Yal Shevach HaDeshen Yisarev, Shehei Sham Deshen, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak Aglili, and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Omer, that he learns out Shehei Mekayma Meshupach. What does it mean, Beis HaDeshen? It means that it has to be on a slant. Where it has to be on a slant, Rashi says, the Omer, Ela Shehei Mekayma Madrid. That it should be able to fall down or slide down when you put it there.
Why is it like that?
I don't know. No idea why it is like that, but that's the point of Shevach. Shevach HaDeshen. Shevach HaDeshen, he's all right. because it has to be shefech. No.
Every
By Nishbach, you mean, yeah. Yeah, well, how we go?
Where's the child? Go backwards. Where?
And look, go backwards.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How can it be? Like, if it's closer, it's Gemara by Halacha Shalem Berego, you mean? That's closer. So it's said, it's filled the other way. Yeah, but that's all, not because. That's not because of this land. That's on the way he did it. That's a different thing. I mean, that's a dam. Here we're talking about ash. Oh, shevach adeshet, that it has to be. And where does it come from? It comes from the word shevach, because it has to be able to slide. And therefore, what's an afkabina? They're arguing in what? They're arguing. They didn't make a meshupach. I told the rabbi that I'm sorry. The tamei begadim below habetzis as haar. Who are the ones that become tamei? That's the tamei begadim. The tamei begadim are not the one who ignites the fire. You go and you ignite the fire for it to burn. He's not called being Isaac in the Srefa of the Etzem carcass. It's not called he's being Isaac in the Etzem carcass.
Take it out already in the top.
Yes, but here we're talking about, what about this? You're 100% right. Hasarat mitabe begadim, v'loi ha-meitzitz etz ha-oyer. Wait. Mitabe begadim, lo ha-mesadar etz ha-marachah. These are all preliminaries. Mitabe begadim, v'iyu v'ezel ha-sayreif. What's the Sirif? What is the one who's included in the Sirif? He's there at the time when the actual burning of the Parim is taking place. Maybe after been turned into ash, it's also the time we're going to be very involved. I would say by Isa. Once that happens, it's not the time of the God when it becomes Afer. And Reb Shimon Oimer, once that happens also, that the Basar becomes into charcoal, a piece of charcoal, it's also not the time of the God. My Beinayu Amaravik Abinah, the Shav Yecharucha. If it became charcoal, or not, but before ash. What's an afkamina, whether you hold, like Rav Shimon, where you hold that once it's afer, it's not metameh. There's a time span between where you have a piece of charcoal and where it turns into ash. Charcoal's hard, so hard, it's a coal. What are you having coals? Over there, it's different over here that we have. Yeah. Yeah. So when we're talking about the tuba, we're talking the whole process of the srefa and walking outside with it. Walking outside the asara, it's going to be metameh. The mesaskim in it, but they have to be mesasik in the carcass itself. You go into the people go do preliminary activities by going and setting up the fire. Making a maracha that it should be able to burn. No. They're not in direct contact with the carcass, and therefore in that case they're not going to be. It's not bechlal the tuba.
They burn it on your kippur.
Yeah, of course they burn it on your kippur. Avada, it's the mitzvah of mechach. Avada, remember that they split it. Gemara and Yuma, the crowds that went. Gemara says the Gemara on the Sabach Ches. The Gemara Tzavach Ches and Yuma, the beginning of the Perek Volokai Gadol. There were crowds that went there, to the priest by the part by the Srafim, and the parts that went by the Kriya Satira, where he was in the Ezra's Lashon, and the ones that went to one weren't able to get to the other. It was too far. It was too far for them to go and to be in both places at the same time. And, so the crowds were split, but Avada, he did it. Avada, he did it. Yeah, you man, we have to go all the Gemara's. The Gemara wants to, uses that as the marker for Shabbos Yom Tov that you burned it. The Gemara wants to know by, keeps it at Saris. The Gemara shows it to also in Mem Zion and Menachos, yeah.
So they would carry,
what?
Would be like
Saw.
Saw and.
Be like Saw, yeah, be like Saw. Yeah, sure, it's like
and Sweet.
And Sreifa, the Malachas, yeah, sure. Yeah, but it's Techa Yantha, it's Techa Yom Kippur, yeah. No, I thought it was in Shnei Sirei. Shechet Babayel Mechutz. Now we cut to it. Switch gears completely. I would suggest that this parak has a lot. There's a lot of very difficult things to comprehend. And I would suggest everybody should go over the whole Perek again from Tvil Yom. No, yeah, the Perek Tvil Yom, there's a lot of very complicated things here. Especially, this is the one place where the Gemara talks about the Dinam of the Ar. There's a lot of, we didn't have time in a lot of the things to even to deal with because we have a time constraint. But, you can have the time to do, but the Yesaitis, a lot of Yesaitis in the Dinam of Ar and in Me'ila. And so I would just
and suggest. And being able to transfer Hegdish. Rebbe, being able to transfer Hegdish is the most difficult thing. You can transfer it to Benik Abayis, but you can't sell it.
I can't hear you. What are you saying?
The difficulty of being able to, on one hand, not being able to sell Hektish to a private person, but on the other hand, you can be Makdish at the Benedict Abayas.
Yeah, that was one of the big things that we spoke about.
Rebbe raised it, but it's very hard. I still don't understand how that works.
Yeah, well, again, that's what
if I can't sell it, how can I be Makdish?
The same guy that we brought from the Gemara in Tamura, from the
day. Yes.
The case of my Raymond by the Chatos to preempt the din of Vav Vlad Chatos. You were on
no,
that day.
Yes, I was. But it still doesn't. How can you do it? Either you own it or you don't own it. I mean, the Rebbe wants to say there's some sort of a reservation in my ownership rights. I can't sell it, but I can be mocked.
Yeah.
How does that work?
It's important to look at the Rav Chaim Meiser. You want to look at the Rav Chaim Meiser. It's Simit Chaf Hey. In Yeridaya.
Right.
In Yeridaya.
Okay.
Second Chalik. It's a long piece, but the end of the piece, the last page or two. Not
and
the beginning.
He goes
of
through
it
well?
The end of the last page or two, that's where he deals with the Rabbi, with this concept. That the Rekaratura de Ruven, Bashnatura de Ruven, you have a bilus and a carbon, and you're able to be mandishit by the case, let's say, by, where the Bekeva became Muberis, and you want to be Magdashit, you want before it's born, to make it into a Shlomit, and also the case of the R. He brings our case by the R also, the same thing.
The R is a major.
Even though it was part of the carbon, with Kedushas Hagut, you're able to put Benekabayas on top of it.
How did that work?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
If a nice Shani, it doesn't start.
Similar to Meister Shady in that aspect. You can work on my Meister Shady. Meister Shady, you make it into a shlomim. The money.
No, I'm saying if you're not
that part is very good. What happens when you have Kedushas Meister Shady on the money and it's Mabba Gavaya? You go and use the money for to buy a shlomim. The Gemara Menachos. That's what we have it. That's the Gemara Menachos. Pay Aleph the Menachos.
Yeah, with Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, I understand that. But if you're Makdish to Maisa Shani to Bedek Abayis, the animal itself, the fruits itself,
it
also works out.
Yeah, okay.
Very hard.
All
I'll go through Rabbi Chaim Meiser then. All
right, you can take a look there at Sibin Chatei.
I will do that. Thank you, Rabbi.
Chayim al Ashchitim, Chayim al Ha'alah. There's a Chiyiv, if a person checks the carbon, or if he's back to the Emurim of the carbon, outside the Azara, he's Chayim Achatas, for the shechita, it's one mitzvah, bidira mitzvahs, and he's chayev also in halah, a second law of bidira mitzvahs. He can do it all behelam echad even. They're two separate shemis. You take a look at the Rashi. Shechit kachem mechutz, behelam mechutz, behelam echad. He does it even with one helam.
Can I strong
both? Let's say b'shaygeg. Yeah, but let's say b'shaygeg. Chayim al hashchitim, chayim al halah. Shem shnei gufei avera. These are two separate shemes of avera. Rashi uses the term gufin, gufin b'chlokin. We mean, of course, shemes. Each one's a separate shem and minyan ha-mitzvahs. The tarvayu ksini asher yishchat masher yala. And therefore he's chayim two separate averas, two chatois. Even if it's done the hell of echad, obviously he's speaking over here b'shaygeg. Rashi speaking, you did it behelam echad. Rabbi Yosi Haglili Omer, shachat b'fnim behelam echutz. If he shechted the carbon b'fnim, then he brought it outside, and he made a halah. He's chayef. Shachat b'fnim behelam echutz. Shachat b'chutz behelam echutz. But let's say he shechted it b'chutz. And he did the halah. In that case, he's potter. Shalai hela el adamer pasul, because by the time he did the halah, was already pasul, because he shechted it b'chutz also. And there, the matar was never mechadish the din of halah's chutz. Amru lo, what do you mean? What's the difference? Ava shechem efnim b'mayla b'chutz, kem shotziyo pasul. As soon as he's mitzvah it. Outside the Azara, he passes it also. What's the difference between shechting it b'fnim and being mitzvah b'chutz, or shechting it b'chutz, and then go and be mitzvah b'chutz? Of course, we have to know, the Mishnah leaves us without the terrors from how Rabbi Yosi Haglili learned.
How
will you
ever have
that? How will you ever have chutz?
How will you ever have
that? Yeah, of course, he's spread. How will you ever have it? Yeah. Amru lo, afa shechet b'fnim b'mayla b'chutz, kevin shetzi apaslo. That part leaves us hanging, and we had Rabbi Yosi Haglili answers this, but of course, at the base of what we learned with there is a very big nafkamina. Remember, because, let's say he did it b'chutz, he shechted it b'chutz, and he was b'mayla b'chutz. It never had a shasa kosher, what is the din? Imalu yerdu. And Rabbi Yosi Haglili, in the case, let's say he shechted it b'fnim, as it become with the dam, then brought it up b'chutz. What'll be the din by the yibur? And if it's imalu yerdu, imalu lo yerdu. It'll be imalu lo yerdu. It's possible be yitze, of course. Well, what'll be the din if it's possible be yitze? Imalu lo yerdu. It's still right to for a carbon. It's got to be certain things. Look how we hear the latzar all of everything we learned in the Zman Mekadosh. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi Haglili will be able to learn that. But we'll leave that, the Mishnah leaves us hanging. But it doesn't explain it. I'm only explaining it because I see everybody is very uncomfortable with it.
And where is the Emanasi Chayav for both?
What?
What case will the ever be fire for both?
Right. Well, according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, no, you shepherded it. According to him, you won't be fine for both. No, you won't have a case. Yeah. It's according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Similar to that, we have another case. Gentlemen, Rabbi Yosi. And similar to that, we have another discussion. Hatame Sheachal. Hatame. Tumas Haguf. Person was Tame Sheachal, Ben Kaidish Tame, Ben Kaidish Tar. There's a person that's Tamei is Chayav Karis if he eats Basar Kodesh. If he's Tahar and he ate meat, which is Tamei, it's only ever a lav. Tamei Sheochal Bein Kodesh Tamei Bein Kodesh Tahar is Chayav Achatas. On the other hand, Rabbi Yosi Haglili Omer, Tamei Sheochal Tahar, if a Tamei ate Tahar, he's Chayav. If a Tamei ate Basar Tahar, he's Chayav. If a Tamei Sheachal Tamei, he's putter. Why? And there he's not going to be chayiv. Have to see if there's what he means by that. Amro lo. What do you mean? The same type, the same argument. Ah, tamei. Sha'achal es atar. You have a case. Even if he's a tamei, that ate basar tar by the time he eats it. Kevin shenaga balti buhu. By the time he eats it, he's metamei it. Therefore, so if one is chayim, the other one is also chayim. Metar sha'achal tamei. A tar, however, that ate basar, which is tamei, of course, butter. The whole chorus that we're talking about, the whole chatos that we talk about, is only by a tar that eats. It's only by a tamei. I mean, tamei betubis haguf, who eats basar kodesh. Otherwise, there's no chiyuv. Now, you don't have it. Let's say, now, the Gemara say, what was their time to him? The time to him was, what do you mean? You have the exact same case. Now, is that really true? Or is it not really true? Let's say never had Hechsher, first of all. Let's say never had Hechsher Mayim. What did the Rabbanan time? How can it be you make such a chilek? And let's say every case you had a case on the tummy that ate Basar Tahar. There even you hold that it's Chayiv. Aye, what do you mean? It automatically becomes tummy? It does? Not necessarily. First of all, what about the Din Hechsher?
Well,
so you have very good, excellent, excellent, wonderful. So you have Chibetz HaKadosh. Chibetz HaKadosh says that it doesn't need Hechsher by the case of Basar Kodesh. Excellent. Very good.
It's
the Arise. Well, it's talking. What do you mean the Arise? Yeah, all right. Okay. Very good. So, but if you hold, now, but let's say you didn't need a Kebeya. We have it there. We have a Raya from here. We have a Gatsa. There are those who hold. Let's say you have the din of Chibas HaKadosh. It doesn't need Hechsher. The din that we have to have is in order to be Mekabel Tuma. Does that apply by Basar Kodesh also? Or do you use the Sfar of Chibas HaKadosh to be Mechayiv even if it's less than a Gemay, even a Kezayas? That's a deal. We have a riot from here that Chibas HaKadosh does not help over here. The Chibas HaKadosh will not. You need the shear. We have a shear. There is a din of a shear kebeya, which means that over here we have to deal with this. We have, in other words, what are they saying over here? L'chaim, what we have over here is, it is a problem. It's a problem. Because over here, what are they saying? Every time it comes out that a tar eats, a tameh, a tamei eats basar kodesh, that's tahar, it's going to wind up tamei anyway. Why? Let's say they eat a kebeya. Who eats a kebeya at one shot? Let's say there. So it means that he touched it, it's inevitable it's going to be tamei. Let's see, he ate a kezayas. He picks up a kezayas of basar kodesh, which is tahar, and he is tamei. The Rabbanan is saying, what do you mean? If you're not going to be Mechayev, somebody who ate Basar Tamei, then how can he be Chayev for this either? Why not? Let me say he was a Tamei who went and took Basar, a Kezias of Basar Tar, Kodesh, in his mouth. It remains the same Tar. That's the hold. All right, now it's Tamei. It's not Tamei. But let's not like Rashi holds that it remains Tar. Let's say it remains Tar. So it remains Tar. When are they coming with a Taina? So somewhat a Taina. That, you know, because on Chibas HaKadosh you don't need it. But we have a Raya not like that, a Klar Raya not like that. It's a Rajba. It's a Rajba and Brachas. On Daf Mem Tes. That it's clear not like that. That the din is that the, Chibas HaKadosh does not help. So this is a problem.
Well, we have to
have the case. Even if you tell me it doesn't need Hechsher, well, you need a shear for tuba. Let's say, and let's say not only that, he ate a kezayas when he has these tummy with tumas haguf. He's chayav karis for that. Even though it remained tar, it's not tummy. So what's the way of being over here? This is a problem. This is a problem. Now, but, okay. But so let me see again the way Rashi says here. Rashi learns again, we're talking, the aside of our Mishnah is, the Tumah part we have to talk about another time. Okay, but the aside of this Perek and the Dinim that we're talking about is Shchutei Chutz, they're two separate Lavin. It's not clear what the Lavin are, but there is a Chiv Karis for Shchita, and there's a Din of Karis for Halah. And Rashi, like Rashi says, are two separate things. Asher Yishchad v'Asher Yalev is a Chiv Karis. We don't know what, exactly what the Lavin are yet, but these are the Chiv. Kevin Shesiyu Putbasla. The Afilu Achichayim who are the Shechit Mechutz, Umayla Mechutz. And then we have the Dinim of Atomei She'ochal. And this is the Dinim, these are the Dinim. Rashi, the Gemara now says, Bishloime Hela, now, Bishloime Hela, before I get, again, I'm sorry to interrupt over here. We have to talk about what is the status, of course, of Shchutei Chutz. What happens when a person does Shchutei Chutz? We have the data. If a person went and he shechted a carbon b'chutz, what happens after that? All right, he shechted the carbons. Remember, is it also, what kind of a din is it? Rashi, remember, holds in Kedushin that if it's Asar Bahana, the reason is because I never had a Shrika to be matter. There was no Shrika to be matter, the Isser Kodesh that was here already from before. It's like a carbon that did not have Shrika. And therefore, what remains? All the surim that we have, even though Me'ilah, maybe there won't be an Isra of Me'ilah, it's not Kish Kotche Hashem, but Avon became, it's still going to be Kaddish. And what do you do with it? You have to wait until it comes to Isra, then you burn it. But there, until that happens, it's going to be Asher Bahada, and Taisvis Titus, and it should be Mutter, it should even become Sulim. The reason is because it's Vamsa Kachup Shemesu. It died in a way where it's not usable anymore. If you died in a way it's not usable anymore, so everything goes off. Me'ilah goes off. And the way Taisus even learned, it's not even us, it's not even us or Bahada. The way Taisus learned it. So the problem that we have is now, alright, and now what? So now let's say you go and you're mile of it. You're mile of fooling even. What's going on? What happens over here?
Why are you over?
What? And what are you over? If you're not even in, doesn't have any dinim, it's like, yeah, anything. It's even mutter to be nene from, according to Taismas. Even though it's a shchita sheina ruya, the word called shchita chutz, a shchita sheina ruya. Taismas has to deal with that. He says it's going to be usher b'achila, because you learn it out from chulam bazara, you make a... You learn that whatever they have by Chulam Azar, you learn it back to Shechita, to Shechita. These are the unit we have to deal with. A Nun Zayin, and Kedushin. Nun Zayin, Nun Beis. We even have a Stira. We have a Stira maybe at Taismas, and a Stira at Rashi. Remember, because Rashi in Tamura, and Rashi in Me'ilah, always learns by Kochim Shemesu. So in Me'ilah, you told me it's not the Rashi, it's not such a steering, maybe from Me'ilah. But from Tamura, he says the same thing. And in Tamura, he says that the din of Kachim Shemesu, it's like Nenim, but like Mayalin, and the din that you cannot be Neda is only be the Rabbanin. And there he says it's also be the Raisa because it doesn't have a Heter Zrika. So how do you make it have a steering? And Taisvis is also. Taisvis holds out its mutter. We have a problem from a Taisvis. Rav Chaim brings a raya from a Taisvis here that by Shanissan, I think, said so eloquently on Tzabach Tes, Amid Beis, that by Kachim Shemesu, it's also Mito Raisa. Taisvis talks about the Din of Ein Isser Chalal Isser because of Gavi that did. And if Taisvis learned over there, that's the Rabbanit. So what happens over here? So there's a lot to talk to deal with over here.
This would be different.
Yeah.
And how
about? It's going to be
different.
What do you mean it's going to be different? Then what? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but that would be different. That could be different. Yeah, that would be different. Yeah, because everything took place with them. Took place with them. Yeah. That's different. Yeah, we're talking where the shechita took place with chutz. Yeah. So there's a lot to deal with over here, which we have to have five times somehow to deal with. Bishmai behela, see vaidish and see vazhara. When he makes the halah, the haktara, b'chutz, the pasuk says b'feirish about zechivitz, and it's also an azhara. Tiksev v'al pesach ha'amay mohe v'yom. And azhara tiksev yishomer l'chut ben yalo l'secho. And we know, v'chi ha'damar v'vavet amar v'losar ha'kobach v'shenemar yishomer ben b'yal. Whatever it says, these l'shaynis, einu elo l'isasa. So Allah is not a problem. Avada, we need that. Allah shechita, but when it comes to shechita, bishleima einish, we have my shechitik simel pesach ayamay lo habiyo. There's a chiyuv karis. That's true. Elaz harim, you know, where does it ever say you're not allowed to shech b'chutz? Rashi over here comes says, why is the Gemara interested in the azhara? See the Rashi elaz harim, b'nolot. The lo b'chayvinen lei chatos. Shein chatos ba ela alav b'karis. Chatos can only come when you have alav and karis. And everybody wants to know the Rashi is very difficult from the Gemara of Malkus. Because we don't now, where we talk about the chisei, the chim chatos, the Gemara of the Maskana comes out in Malkus that you don't need. It's not totally dafke and alav. The Gemara says that what do you need? What's the criterion? Gemara deals with Pesach and Milah. There's no chiv karis. Why there's no karmits? And the Gemara says, because you need an act of kumbaseh. But not because of a lav. Not because of a lav, dafkin. Rashi's telling us, b'chayvinen le'alei. D'ha b'chayvinen, d'ka b'chayvinen le'alei chatos. She'ein chatos ba. Ela alav v'karis. Kiristan. Ha'pesach v'hamila mitzvah saseh nein chayomet ala chatos. And we learn out it has to be alav in order to be chayim karis and the chatos. Tosfos deals with this and over here. But this is the problem that we have. There actually we have a Rambam also in the Shroshim and the Sheresh Yadalit. Where the Rambam says also it needs a lav, that's also part of the problem. And therefore the Gemara over here, even if we don't learn like Rashi, we have a different way, but the Gemara is looking for what the Azhara is, and we know we have the Azhara for Halah, we do not know what is the Azhara. Omar Kra, the Gemara entertains a possibility. Maybe we go with that. Maybe that means shechita chutz. No, you use that for something else. The Gemara holds you use that. How do you know that even if the derech of the avayda for the avayda zara is something which is something else completely? You go, how do you, from Arkulis, you throw stones at it. But Balpa'ar, you said it that way. But Abba became, you have to have Derech Havayda, but not by Shechita. Remember, the Varmashal came to him, you're going to be Chaya for that anyway. If it's not relevant, the guy be doing the Avayda Zara Kedarka, like it says, like we learned out, Diksiv, Eisa Yavdu, today we didn't listen like Kedarka. These are all the Gemaras and Avayda Zara that hopefully we're all familiar with. Gamar Rabba, Kari Beva Yizbuchu, Vikari Beva Lai Oid. That's a double limud. Maybe we have a double limud. Katami Vaila and Chedesanya. We learned something else from that also. Ad Kadhu Midaber, Bekutchim, Shehidisho, Bisha Sisar Abomas, Bekrivim, Bisha Sisar Abomas. That could all work very well. Ein Echanami. Let's say he was magnish the carbon at the time when the Bavis were Usher, let's say Mizmana said, if the Beis HaMikdash was built, and then he went and he did it b'chutz. Shaharei, why Shaharei Yoshin Amar? Because it says what? In the Pasuk, Del Pesach Amar Bayit, Azara Dixiv, Yishav Elcha, Petala Lesecha, Mikan V'Elech, Mikan V'Elech, Mizvachem Shehidishan, Mishas Heter Abomis. Here it says again, Del Pesach Amar Bayit, everything, Azara Dixiv, Yishav Elcha, Petala Lesecha, Mikan V'Elech, Mizvachem Shehidishan, Mishas Heter Abomis. When he was Magdashit, he was able to go do it outside. The Kriva Mishas Isra Bubbis. And he is Makriv them at the time when the Bubbis were Osir. Shenehman, Lamanashi Avir Bnei Israel, Sichem Hashem, Seichem. Zvachim Shehitandi Loch Kvar, by Zvan Heter Abomis. Al Pnei Asada, Loimala, meaning what Al Pnei Asada? It's the Pasuk telling you with that. Even though at the time of the Hegdish, it was the time of the Heter Abomis. That's also us, and it says, if you went and you brought it for chutz, the Hegdim Lashem, Zubitzis Asay, and Lo Sasim Inayim Tabit, Laimav Laizbachul Ayim. It says that there's a law that we learn out from here, that if a person shefts a carbon, bishas, iser habobis, he's over a law, even if the time of the hegdish, it was mutter, even though there is no chiv karis. Yachol yehei anish karis habad leimar, hukasom tia zeis lahem luder esam, zeis lahem layach neres lahem. When are you chayv karis, the regular iser? When everything takes place, Mishas Isser Habamas. But if part of it is meant the Hegdish was Mishas Heter Habamas. And then you went to shep the carbon. Mishas Isser Habamas. It's a lav. It's only a lav. There's no carbon for that. There's no lav. There's no carbon.
We still don't have an Azhara.
But you still don't. So we're left without an Azhara. What do we have? In a case of a regular case of Shlutei Chutz, that's Machayev Karis, we don't have an Azhara. We're up the creek here without a paddle. Ella Omar, it says Rav Ovin, Kaba Chaimer, a very strange Kaba Chaimer. Umar Babakar Shlayana, she's here. Madach Babakar, where the Torah does not give an Einish, did we find an Azhara? Mokai, where we find an Azhara, Eda Ditchie, he's here. And therefore, what? Well, if we have a case, Mad Babakar, well, we can have an Azhara. We see over here there is a Chiv Karis. That in itself, if we find there could be an Azhara, even though that something is not involved in a regular penalty like the Karis, there could be an Azhara. There is full of these things, like we'll see. Avada, it should be implicit in the Einish. That there's an Azhara also. Azad. Freighting Mer, what do you mean? How can he say such a thing? Over there, Vino the Rashim came. Layyamer lab b'chelev. Let the Therah not say a lab b'chelev. And then you learn it. Afam akal b'chaymer. He's come from in a veil. The what? Chelev, we know, is chayev karis. The veil is only a lab. And therefore, there is the Therah doesn't say an einch. Not a veilish lawanash, he's here. Chaylev shahanash, they don't did she, he's here. Why don't you say that in the einish of the chorus, every time you have a chayev chorus, that itself should be implicit that the Torah wants you not to do it. Yeah. The veil is different, it's going to be, it's more common. Maybe you should not be shrotzen to me. Mal is shrotzen to me in Shevetan and Bamashahu. And therefore, maybe that's different. Be shrotzen to Hiram, learn out from shrotzen to Hiram that are not Metabe. Mal is shrotzen to Hiram, she's Surah Bamashahu. The Isra is Bamashahu. And therefore, you can't learn out from it. Don't slug it up from there. Maybe you learn it out by all of the killing a carrot. There you go. It's a lav. Can't do that. Therefore, and Abba became there's a lav, even though there's no special loinish. Same thing here. By all of killing a shkeni sura bahana. That is another feature of chumra. Nishvias. On fish kate of esestam meha. If you repeat it, this carries over to money. Maybe you should learn that be truma. Skate lahuta mechlala. Be cool, and because baby truma never has a side hetzer to eat it. But chaylin does. Maybe over there, so therefore you cannot learn it. That from the Kli of Karis, there's going to be a lob. And be cool and nabi, because of the same reason we could learn. You can't use it as a limud to chaylin, skate lahuta mechlala. That kashin would be enough. To come maybe to knock off the limud from the kavachom for any of the other things. And Amar Rama be yikashili hakashili. If there's a problem, this is my problem. What is that? Pesach umila. Mitzvah say. When it's chayas a mitzvah say, where does the chiv karis? Because the chayver be meisim. What did you learn that? If I have a love from meisim. Ma Maisa Shalayonash. He's here. Pesach Ubila Shonash. Say the same thing. Didn't you? He's here. That serve itself as an Azara. For Abashi, Abito, the Shemite, the Kameter of Kadam Ahmali. You can't do that even by Shalayosa, Dika, the Mifak, Bala Maisa, Shikane, no Takana. Type of Pesach, Shesh, no Takana. Maybe Pesach does not have a love. The reason is, because even if you're over on it, you have a way of rectifying it. Bring a Pesach Shemi. Great thing of Mara. How can you possibly say the whole thing, though? What are you making? What do you want to do? You want to learn a cup of a cup of chaymer? A lav? He must hear me, I did. A pilut about the other, I hear me, I did. He must hear me, I did. You can't from Svara learn out in Asara and might learn out from a cup of chaymer. Ella, we're stuck up the creek. What? Yeah, the thumbs up. Ella, we're up the creek, and we're left. So what do we know, what do we not know? We know that there's an Einish by Halah and by Shechita. We know there's an Azhara by Halah, but we do not know an Azhara by the Shechita. And therefore, we have to come on to a Limud, and for that we have the next Gemara. Ella, can Rav Yechon and Amar Asi Havavah, we have a Zereshavah. We have a Kereshon and Rabba Abakir Abyaida Mitzah Shem. We'll pick it up over here tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.ShasIlluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.